And why are we going to temporarily lay that over until the position is here? So will we please take item number two?
From the Director, Department of Transportation, requesting authorization to enter into a contract with the Wisconsin Department of Transportation for the Milwaukee County Transit System to provide transit services as a result of the settlement agreement between WISDOT and the plaintiffs as part of the Zoo Interchange Freeway Reconstruction Project.
Mr. Drennan.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The report and resolution that you have before you is to allow the department to enter an agreement with the Department of Transportation for mitigation purposes on the Zoo Interchange. It's as a result of a legal settlement between plaintiff groups of MICA and the Black Health Coalition and State of Wisconsin, Department of Transportation. The funding that will be provided to the department will go for this particular resolution, a route that you have identified in the map. Transit has worked directly with the department, and they are here and can speak to the route itself. I want to just make a few points about what's going on with this process. Number one, county is not a party to the settlement at all. This is more or less in this role to provide the transit service as a result of the settlement, we're here today at the request of the State of Wisconsin so that we can get the appropriate signatures necessary to get funds approved by the end of the state fiscal year. So if there's any questions about the routing or about any of the basis of the suit itself, we've got representatives from State DOT, MCTS, and the plaintiffs here as well.
Okay, we're going to hear from the plaintiffs. Will everybody come forth? And will you please, Madam Clerk, can I just finish real quick? And when you finish speaking, there's some blue cards, and we'd like everybody's names on those blue cards so we can put that in the record. You can pull the chairs up if you get some bunch of. Okay. Madam Clerk, would you like to hand them the blue cards too?
Sure.
Okay. And state your name for the record, please.
I'm Dennis Grzynski, attorney with Midwest Environmental Advocates, one of the attorneys representing the clients.
Patricia McManus, President and CEO of the Black Health Coalition of Wisconsin.
Joyce Selwanger, representing MICA.
All right, go ahead, sir.
As you've heard, the plaintiffs, the Black Health Coalition of Wisconsin and MICA, Milwaukee Inner City Congregations Allied for Hope, represented by myself and by the ACLU of Wisconsin, did institute a lawsuit essentially challenging the discriminatory effects on the Milwaukee community of massive ongoing year after year expenditures on expanding highway capacity while the state year after year was reducing its support for transit services, which were basically declining. That impacted minorities and low-income communities dramatically, adversely, and disproportionately. The lawsuit also challenged some of the air pollution impacts of more highways, less transit, and ultimately then the health impacts of that. After extensive court-supervised mediation, a settlement was reached, and the clients, the client groups are those who've set the goals and who ought to be credited with the achievement of the results. But as a result of the settlement, there will be significant funds, $2.875 million per year for 4 years, each of 4 years, to expand transit service, essentially from the north side inner city neighborhoods to job and commercial centers, primarily in Waukesha County, but also in the very southern part of Washington County, Germantown. The route information that you have before you, Route 279, basically is designed to bring people from the center city out to the Menominee Falls commercial areas, and specifically the industrial park there. The settlement also includes $500,000 per year for each of the 4 years, basically the 4 years that the zoo interchange project will be under construction. Those funds are to provide basically support and funding to improve and increase the transit service and the transit usage. So that could be marketing, it could be other improvements to the system that enable the system to work more effectively, carry more riders, and bring more people to the jobs and the other economic activity that has moved outside of Milwaukee County. As Mr. Dranzik noted, the money is coming from outside. It's federal money to the state, and basically the county is a pass-through to get these services paid for. The specific routes to be provided, and we're working on the next round of routes, and we're anticipating a couple of additional routes, will be based on an agreement between the plaintiffs and WISDOT. And I think we can expect some further service out towards the Menominee Falls area. There are both commercial areas and the industrial park areas, and it looks like another route that will bring people from the inner city out to those areas makes good sense and is affordable. And we're trying to work out the details on serving the industrial park in New Berlin, also from the inner city. You know, specific timing on when those will be coming forth, I'll say soon, but I can't put a weeks or a month on that. We're looking to have this Route 279 start in August of this year, and we would hope that at least the next of the routes can start on that timetable. The one point I need to mention, the settlement agreement itself, we're waiting for some signatures. It's not yet able to be publicly disseminated, but we're hoping that is going to be very, very, very soon. But this is moving forward, and you know, the nature of the agreement is that as long as and during the time that the zoo interchange project is moving forward in terms of the work being done, this funding will accompany it.
Mr. Mann.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Just wanted to say that clearly the impetus for this has been, well, we've been working 10 years around looking at the social determinants of health, the environment, how do people look and what makes sense, and the jobless rates in Milwaukee are just almost unbelievable. We have there's a video out that talks about Milwaukee and talks about the fact that a survey was done in which they looked at, they sent like 300 or 400 men out, white and black men with the exact same resume, to look for jobs. And the results of that study showed that white men who were felons had a better chance of getting a job in Milwaukee than black men who never had who didn't have an arrest record. So when folks say jobs are equal, they're there, they're not. We're one of the most transit-driven areas, even more so north side than even the south side, and that to look to be surrounded by other counties that we weren't able to access when you see that that's where the jobs are going, and we know there are people in our area who want to work. We know there are people who have skills that they can be ready, as they say, shovel ready. We know other folks may have to have some training, but we see this as a great opportunity to increase jobs, also to increase, be very honest, to increase relationships, because it doesn't work well. There are a lot in our communities back and forth. We don't talk to each other. We don't do things. And we need to start doing that better, I think, for the betterment of everyone. Even though these routes and the suit was targeted for the inner city north, obviously it'll serve everybody, because anybody can get on those routes and get out and get a job.
Senator, would you have something?
I totally support everything that Dr. McManus said. It's a win-win for all of us in Milwaukee County, but MICA has particularly been focused on the needs of those who are in crisis, and those are the people who live in the center part of our city. The black male unemployment rate, you know the studies, we don't have to repeat the figures, but we live with the people and have the relationships with them and understand the root causes of some of the crisis in our city, and one of them certainly is economic opportunity and jobs and access to jobs. As chair of the MICA Transportation work group, we were set up specifically out of the Jobs and Economic Development Committee because this was a very important part of the work of MICA. So we look forward to working with you, to working with people beyond the city. Building relationships is the basis of building trust. And we certainly need to, we need more than enough of that developed so it can go around and positive things can happen for everyone. Again, it's a win-win.
Okay, Supervisor Wanshan.
thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'm glad that we reached some kind of settlement, but I do have a question on the timeline. The fact is, it's a massive construction project. The freeway will be in place for a good 25 years after it's completed, but these bus routes will only be funded for the next 4 years. Isn't that going to put our transit in Milwaukee County in a difficult position in year five, that we would, if things play out the way you want and people now get jobs out in Menomonee Falls and out in Waukesha County, isn't the burden then going to fall to the taxpayers in Milwaukee County to keep these routes going?
That's a very good question. Our hope is that this service is sufficiently successful and that the businesses that are served by these routes and whose success is increased by their access to these workers and these potential shoppers will see the value in this sensible kind of a transit system, and that 4 years from now, perhaps the political climate will be sufficiently altered in part by the encouragement from some of those businesses in the communities west of 124th Street, that we may find better, more supportive programs and attitudes both at the county and municipal levels in those communities and at the state. The worst case would be, yes, we have funded transit for 4 years and services are provided and benefits are provided and then there's a cliff. It seems to me that spending the money and providing those services for these 4 years is a plus. And at worst, the community goes back to where it is without the money. Hopefully, we've done something that changes the world sufficiently that we're in a better place to find additional funding in 4 years.
And I also think, too, that hopefully in this 4 years that we'd be able to find, I think, kind of what Dennis said, but look at collaboration between Milwaukee County, Waukesha, whatever, the state, and even the feds, for that matter, to continue it going so that hopefully it does not, that it wouldn't be such a thing that Milwaukee County would feel that they would have to be the only ones. The jobs are out there. The data's out there that says that they're going to have, over the next 10 years, Waukesha is going to have a max, going to have the excess of 75,000 jobs. Milwaukee's going to have 300. I mean, so I would think the businesses out there that if we can show this over this four-year period that this works, that they have good employees and that people want to work, that instead of just having the influx of people from Waukesha into Milwaukee, and going back to Waukesha, we'll have influx of people going to Waukesha and coming back to Milwaukee. A lot of folks we work with really don't necessarily have an interest and want to live out in Waukesha. They want to stay in Milwaukee, but they want to go where the jobs are, and that's naturally what people do, is to go there. So hopefully over the time, we won't be sitting here just watching it, but we're going to be working with the state and the feds to see if there's a way we can continue it.
It's been a concern of ours, too. We want these routes to be sustainable, so we're definitely looking at supporting corridors, the businesses that are there. People take the bus for a lot of things. They take the bus to go to the doctor. They take the bus to go see a movie or to have entertainment. So it can be a two-way. The bus goes two ways, you know, can bring people to the many assets that are offered in our own city and downtown and entertainment venues. People ride the bus to see friends. There are many, many reasons that people need transportation. We've tried to look at routes that will take people where they need to be and where they want to be, and we want to build on that. So it's a concern, and we want these to be sustainable. We're planning to help them to be sustainable.
Mr. Dranzi, will you please answer Supervisor Washington's question? And Milwaukee County is not on the hook for that.
Yeah, Mr. Chairman, committee members, you know, I think as you have all seen over time, you know, we've had different funding programs that come and go to try to incentivize route development and things like that. And it always becomes a bit of a budget concern on the back end of that we develop the routes, we establish the ridership, and do we have the sufficient funding going forward to sustain that? You know, in this case, it is 100% funded federally. This does not require a match like we would in like a CMAQ situation or something like that. But certainly, I think from the community aspect, it looks as if the ownership is Milwaukee County's, because we are the service provider, and those are some of the experiences that we've had in the past. So, you know, it's going to be a challenge that we'll have to face as well with the department and with transit to work over the years to see what the ridership levels look like and how this can be sustainable, if that's possible, coming out of this 4 years from now. And we've faced that with certain business routes in the past, that they'd have waves of ridership levels and things like that, but it'll just be something that we monitor along with the plan of groups and with WSDOT in this case.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I support what you guys have done. I mean, it's a good outcome, and I just want people to be aware of some of the pitfalls in the future, because the benefits of the expressway are going to last for the next 25 years. I think that a parallel track would have been that the benefits to the transit system last for 25 years, not 4 years. That's my concern, is that. And I hope that you are successful, but then we will be in a position 4 years from now where we cut existing routes today because we have to and want to support people's opportunities to get to a job. So I would have hoped that the settlement, that the benefits of the expressway match the benefits of transit, and hopefully that would have been a 20-year deal versus a 4-year deal. But no, I'm pleased with the efforts that you made. I just unfortunately wish it could have been more.
As do we all.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. First of all, I too want to thank Micah and the Black Health Care Coalition for bringing in the ACLU. In a way, you may have been doing some of our work for us. But I certainly support what you did and the results you got. The Sewer PAC is coming out with a report on Thursday about funding for 4 years, which somewhat matches your 4-year window. They're already stating that there will be projects needed for both highway and transit that would require $1.73 billion. And there's only going to be $1.27 billion available, which means that there's a significant shortfall just for the existing repair projects that are needed. Secretary Gottlieb headed up a transportation commission on this, recommended that we need to increase our funding. We should go back to indexing the gasoline tax, which was removed. or find other means of raising revenues. The tollways are often recommended there, but we cannot continue to fund transit the way we have been. And Mr. Chair, I would actually like to see our committee be a little bit more proactive on this. The current administration should be criticized for not following their own commission's recommendations on this. And it's not just this year, it's going to be for the next 4 years plus, where we continue to underfund all aspects of taking care of our roadways and transit. And I really appreciate the work that MICA and the Black Health Coalition have done. I will certainly support this. I mean, why wouldn't we do this? Yes, we're going to have a problem in 4 years, but we're going to have a problem much greater than just funding this new route. We're going to have tremendous problems in Milwaukee County with regard to the financial picture. We are not collecting sufficient revenues to take care of what we have now. And if we don't start addressing this, it's going to continue to get worse. But we need to start drawing attention to this, Mr. Chairman. I perhaps some type of action on our part in terms of encouraging the state to be more proactive on how we're going to address these funding shortfalls, and really start making the public much more aware of the fact. Even the commission that Governor Walker set up indicated that there's not going to be sufficient revenues, and we need to start being proactive. So, thank you.
Okay. Any other comments or questions from the committee? Wistock, I know they are in the audience right now. You have any comments about this? You not from Wistock?
Yes, yeah.
you turn around like I'm like, I thought I didn't recognize. Do you have any comments?
No, not really.
Come up if you're going to speak. Come on up. Come on. You know, you have to fill out the blue card before the clerk jump in real quick.
Okay.
All right. State your name for the record, please. And thank you for coming.
Sure.
Thank you for all your support, too.
Roberto Gutierrez, Wisconsin Department of Transportation, Southeast Freeways Chief.
Carrie Cox, Wisconsin Department of Transportation, Assistant General Counsel, Office of General Counsel.
Okay.
So basically, I'm not here to really comment on the vehicle. That's Carrie's job. I just want to talk a little bit about the zoo interchange. We are in the second year of a five-year program for the reconstruction of the zoo interchange. We have a traffic management program, a comprehensive one that includes law enforcement, emergency response, traffic incident management, along with congestion alleviation programs like this one. So I just want to say that this is a great vehicle for both inbound and outbound folks. So people that are in Waukesha County can certainly use that to help alleviate congestion through the reconstruction of the zoo program. So.
You have any comment, Matt? State your name for the record.
Oh, I already did.
I missed it. Yeah. Say it again.
Carrie Cox, Department of Transportation, General Counsel's Office.
Okay, Ms. Cox, do you have any
I don't have any comments, but certainly if there are questions, I can answer questions.
I think it's so fun. Any questions of these two individuals? And thank you for coming down. Okay. I do have, there's an amendment by mail. Madam Clerk, can you read the amendment? And our Corp Counsel, will you please come to the seat?
Transportation Amendment Number 1. Amend the bid resolve clause beginning on or near line 62 as follows. Be it resolved, the Milwaukee County Department of Transportation is authorized to, we're going to delete, enter into a contract and insert, pursue contracts subject to normal county approval processes with the Wisconsin Department of Transportation for the Milwaukee County Transit System to provide transit services, including operation of the proposed route. We're going to delete 279 and insert 79, which is expected to become effective August 24th, 2014, as a result of the settlement agreement between WISDOT and the plaintiffs, MICA and BHC, as part of the Zoo Interchange Freeway Reconstruction Project. And we are going to remove the bid further resolved clause beginning on or near line 72. which is the last be it resolved clause in the resolution.
Corp Counsel, you agree with that, correct? On your advice.
Good morning, Mr. Chairman. Yes, right. This was, it's my understanding the contracts are not ready yet or haven't been actually drawn up or submitted for approval, and so this would allow everybody to move forward, you know, plan the routes, get everything ready, and then when the contracts are ready, they'll be brought in for approval with Finance Committee consideration and the normal process. So. And yes, this was with my assistance.
I think, Mr. Chairman, I'd like to move approval of item amendment number one.
Supervisor Alexander, you have a comment?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Question, just wanting to understand, it looks like there's three changes in the amendment. Corp Counsel just explained the first change to me. What's the reason for the second one changing from 279 to 79?
That's the route number. Come on, Mr. Juno. Congratulations on your retirement again. looking forward to seeing you one more time. Yeah,
I feel like it's the Derek Jeter tour here.
All right.
Good morning, Mr. Chair and Supervisors. Mike Juno, Managing Director, Milwaukee County Transit. We had made the change from 79 to 279 for a couple of reasons. It's going to run, for the most part, independently from the 79 in that it's going to operate from the inner city out to the industrial park and then back to the inner city. And so we want to differentiate that so that there was no confusion with people that this was the 79. At times it may interline, but for the most part it's going to be separate. And additionally, there's going to be a local fare charge rather than the flyer fare.
Okay, so it is 79 or 279?
279.
Okay, it is 279. We got that right, 279?
You're changing it from 279.
Mr. Chair, Supervisors, we did change it to 79 on information we received yesterday, but we can fix it so that it's back to 279.
So we're not deleting that.
So we shouldn't change that, correct?
Okay.
It's 279.
It's 279. Thank you, Supervisor Alexander.
So clarifying my understanding,
it's 279.
We want to leave it as 279.
Correct. And it will stay at 279.
So we're deleting that part off the amendment.
Correct.
That we're about
right.
to vote on.
Correct.
Okay. And then the third paragraph seemed in place. Am I understanding that that would be back in play once a contract would be in front of us?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you.
Nice.
Transit.
Question.
Oh.
I think Supervisor Alexander addressed that second part. We're going to have that come back.
It
would seem that we might want to direct, I mean, especially that last after and. It says to recognize state revenue, which fully offsets the increased cost for the transit services being provided. I would want to make sure that we are going to fully offset. I don't know why you're wanting to remove that language.
That, my understanding, Ms. Seymour, Sir Meyer.
Yes. Mr. Harris, Supervisors, we were just removing that language about the fund transfer, and it will appear in future contracts or in future resolutions pertaining to the actual contracts. But we can review the amendment if you'd like.
I would like this committee to go on record stating we expect to have this fully offset the costs. I think if we're setting a policy here of creating a new route, our purpose should be to fully offset the cost.
Sir Meyer, do you have a comment?
Mr. Chair, Supervisors, the resolution is just to move forward with the process of getting state approval for the money in order to pursue these routes. And so I think the specifics for how the money is used and what the county is responsible for will appear in future resolutions when we are actually dealing with the contracts.
Supervisor Mayo.
Thank you. Same Mr. Meyer. That's correct. What we're looking at is just to make sure the process moves ahead. Once they have their contract signed, and Mr. Drancic and Woodstock have everything taken care of, all that will be in the contract, and that will say that it will offset. Milwaukee County is not on the hook for anything. This is actually, we just passed through and providing the service, and they, it's not in fit. We're only providing the service. Our taxpayers are not going to be on the hook. And I also want to make sure that every, if you look at every route, the route intersects with people from all over Milwaukee County so they can get out to these same jobs. So in other words, once we move ahead and say, yes, we agree that we would like to agree with the plaintiffs, agree with Westock and MTCS, work with them, then once the contract come back, we'll be able to make sure all those lines in there. It's one thing, I'm trying to cover Milwaukee County Derriere to make sure that we have no issues about this. We are providing a service, that's it. And the funding will come to provide that service to them.
All right, thank you. Any other comments from committee members? Supervisor Jersey?
Yeah, I mean, I guess we can proceed that way. I'm just going to state that I expect the contract, when it comes forward, will fully offset the cost.
Correct. Mm-hmm.
I mean, I think that's our intent here, and I can go along with that. I just want to remind committee, we don't get to amend contracts. I think that's up or down vote, if I'm correct on that. So I think it pays for us to direct them how to do this in front of getting the contract, but I don't know if Corp Council can maybe weigh in on that.
Thank you, Supervisor. Mr. Drancic, do you have a comment?
Yeah, well, we have the contracts ready to go. We need to sign the contracts and execute them so we have them in place in time before June 30th. That's really what we're trying to accomplish here. So I guess I got to push that back or ask Corp Council how we then accomplish that, because if we're sitting here today without the ability to sign into those contracts, then we need the mechanism to do that.
Well, it's one of those communication things, I guess. If there was some talk of having a special finance meeting tomorrow or Thursday morning ahead of the May cycle, otherwise they'd go into the June cycle, apparently. And the question when the agenda came up. Yeah. So that's a scheduling issue, I think, for the board. If they're ready to go and everybody wants to sign them and they're clear to go, then that would be one evening.
Excuse me. Right, that's fine, but if we could just keep it in an orderly fashion so we know who's talking and what is being expressed.
Carrie Cox, Department of Transportation, Office of General Counsel. I can't give you details of the settlement. What I can tell you about this particular agreement is there's as the announcement said yesterday, $11.5 million over 4 years. Those are four installments that are going to be issued to the county for transit. The money is the money, $2.875 million for routes. We've had discussions with transit on how they would like to expend the dollars. They know that this is a set amount of dollars, and the discussions we've had thus far have not extended beyond those dollars. So, you know, in theory, if they decided to put something on the table that was for $5 million, no, your settlement dollars wouldn't cover that. But I don't think that's where they're going. So the way the contract will work is that we will authorize $2.875 million in this particular contract. The transit can spend it. They will ask for reimbursement to the state. The state will reimburse actual expenses.
Supervisor Mayo.
My understanding, and thank you, Mr. Chairman, is that you're trying to encumber the money. That's just what we're trying to
absolutely
do. Absolutely. Right. And that's what we are trying to do right now, is encumber the money for this year.
Right. And I'll explain that if you want me to. The way this has to work in order for us to encumber, my fiscal year ends June 30th of this year, and because there's four annual installments, there's only a certain amount of opportunity to invoke encumbering one of those installments. You could potentially wait until next fiscal year, but that cuts your back end quite significantly in terms of getting the dollars spent, because if you don't spend them, they aren't actually reimbursed. So we've been pushing to try to get this ahead of this fiscal year. We need 3 weeks for governor's signature, and that's the push to get this contract approved so that we can encumber by end of fiscal year.
Thank you. Corp Counsel, could you clarify our timeline and what you will be doing with our department to get this on track as the state had suggested?
So, question for the state. Do you need these signed by when in order to get to the governor?
We have to have
county-approved, fully approved contracts by June 1st so that I have 3 weeks for governor's signature, and then I've got the last week of June to encumber.
Mr. Dranzik, could you tell us where we are?
Well, this has been referred to Transportation Committee. It's been referred through the chair's office. My question would be, is there an ability to refer, if we've got a special coming up tomorrow? Or
No, there was talk about it, but no, I don't think anybody quite understood the June 1st deadline.
That's a miscommunication.
Well, I can tell you that this, we've been pushed on this. The deadline for us came up rather quickly on our part as well. We've worked quickly in notifying the chairman of this committee, Chairman Mayo, that trying to push this along to get this on the agenda so we can move this forward. I mean, this has moved rather rapidly in our case as well, and it's not a preference of our department of how this has gone. But this is what we're working with. I don't know what the state's ability is to go back to or the department's ability is to go back to the governor's office and see if there's something that can be done in that case. The other thing that we could potentially do in the agreements, which we've looked to do, is add language that has a contingency that we can sign off on the mitigation contract contingent upon board approval, and it could possibly go through the June cycle. That's something that the state, I think, would have to accept.
Yeah, the state's not willing to accept that. Let me also explain that this particular contract is the typical transit mitigation contract. It is no different than any other congestion mitigation contract we have written with the county. Operates the same way. They submit expenses, have a limited, there's a set dollar amount that gets expended. So it's no different than any other congestion mitigation contract that we've used for the zoo or any other project.
Okay, just to keep things on track here, we have an amendment. Corp Counsel, is there anything in this amendment that's going to change your timeline, or what do you got here?
Well, if I understand, if the goal is to try to get this on the agenda for final board approval on Thursday, there would need to be a special finance committee meeting either tomorrow or Thursday morning, which I think is doable if people are available and so on. And, assuming, I guess, that the finance committee would find these contracts acceptable.
Oh, I want to add one other thing. There's no revenue offset on this particular agreement. Typically, the congestion mitigation has a revenue offset where the county has to forego revenue. That is not the case for this agreement.
Supervisor Taylor, you had a comment. How do you expect to have this deal? Was it announced yesterday?
I can walk through the calendar if you'd like me to.
Well, it was announced. When did we find out? When did the county find out about it?
The process for this particular contract started back in January when we were going through settlement negotiations. We met with the judge early this year. We came to essential terms on the contract early this year. As of end of February, WISDOT, myself, counsel, asked for meetings with plaintiff to start looking at routes. We were not able to secure plaintiffs for a route meeting until close to mid-April, I would say. We requested many, many times to get meetings with plaintiffs. We also, in that interim, in order to get this moving, went to transit and said, hey, let's start working on this. Even if we can't get plaintiffs to the table, we want to work on this. We want to get this ready. It is entirely possible to push this off till this fiscal year, but what the department is trying to do is to give plaintiffs as much opportunity, as much window as possible to spend the funds, because there's a cutoff for when the funds can be spent. So that's the rush in the calendar. We tried really hard to get everyone to the table. We get schedules. We get availabilities. It is what it is at this point, and we can push it back. We'd prefer not to because we want that last year's window for the plaintiff to spend the dollars.
Well, Mr. Chairman, we heard about it Friday afternoon. You want 3 weeks, we get 3 days. We need a little time, too. So.
All right, well, let's time out. Remember, you're supposed to focus on comments to the chair, and we're going to keep this. We're not here to have a debate. It's about finding a solution and how to move this thing forward. Supervisor Taylor, did you have another?
Yeah, well, because for those that had us, for us sitting right here, we have a special meeting. We're out of our normal schedule, so somehow it got somewhere really late. The DOT was the one that were sued for not providing adequate funds. It's not like the county's done anything wrong. It's not like, the plaintiffs obviously came to an agreement. And for some members that are sitting here right now, they're on finance committee, they're hearing that there's potential special finance committee meeting, because somehow everything's happened at the very end. So how is that? I mean, I'm losing something here. Something doesn't add up that we're sitting here right now being told that there's a deadline. And if you've been talking about this back since January, why didn't we know all along that there was a deadline?
I can't speak to that. I can just reiterate what the schedule on our table was and our efforts to try to get this implemented sooner rather than later.
Okay. One, I would hope that the committee would focus on what's on our agenda today and what we need to do rather than badgering back and forth about a timeline that is irrelevant at this point. So let's keep our comments focused on the amendment and the general item in front of us. Corp Counsel, you had something.
Sure. To that point then, Mr. Chairman, if there is going to be a special finance committee meeting and so that final approval could be granted at the Thursday County Board meeting, the amendment would not be necessary. We could go back to the original resolution, which would be could be passed by this committee today and by finance at a special meeting in advance of the board meeting. If we're not able to arrange that, then we would use the amendment and deal with the final approval at some later board meeting.
Well, right now what's in front of us is we do have an amendment, and it's been moved for approval. Supervisor Mayo.
Mr. Chairman, I would like to withdraw my amendment. And I would like to move approval of the resolution. And I hope my colleagues will get a hold of the two finance chair, co-chairs, so they can move this ahead. It's unfortunate that WISDOC and our people, Department of Transportation, did not give the county board enough time to do this. And we are not going to be caught in the middle of, say, the county board trying to hold up I'm kind of pissed. Go ahead.
Amendment number one is withdrawn. The item in front of us now on the resolution. Supervisor Jersey.
Move adoption.
Thank you. Supervisor Mayo had already moved adoption. Supervisor Lipscomb.
Well, thank you, Mr. Chair. I just want to be clear. So we're expecting then before we vote on it Thursday that an actual contract would be in front of us to verify what we've heard at the table that in terms of the terms? We can provide that. This contract is actually going back and forth with additions and so amendments. That's how quickly this thing is moving. So we can provide the latest version that we have. I think we'd have to get that back with the comments that we just heard from, I believe, yesterday from the state on, and get that back to a version that's presentable for Thursday.
Any other comments, Supervisor?
No, I appreciate it.
Supervisor Mayo?
I would just like to know, from our corp counsel to their corp counsel, are they going to provide the information to us before we vote on it so we can see it?
It'll have to be a completed signed contract when it comes.
And will the state have that?
The item is before us. We have a motion for approval. Any last comments? Madam Clerk, please call the roll.
Mayo.
Aye.
Borkowski.
Aye.
Jerzyk.
Aye.
Lipscomb.
Aye.
Alexander.
Aye.
Taylor.
Aye.
Mr. Chair.
Aye.
7 ayes, 0 noes. The motion to recommend this item for adoption prevails.
That's what I guess trying to work with the third floor. Item